Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tugtugan at kwentuhan.
Sila po ay magkasama since 2020, so around pandemic time. Mm-hmm. Alam mo, ang dami talagang nabubuo, no? Magaganda mga passion natin, nagadala natin, di ba? At eto nga, sila po ay nagkakilala. Nasa set ng shooting for, pilot for a miniseries. At si itong si Felice, no? And si Chris ang ating kasama. Si Felice, siya yung actress. At syempre si Chris naman, yung sound engineer and music composer. At ayun, pareho po sila nagkasundo talaga yung kanilang pag-ibig sa musika at, you know, being fellow. At ito na nga sila, fast forward sa 2024, ay marami na silang pinagsamahan, di ba? Nag-basking din sila. At ito nga, soon, they'll be joining at performing sa isang malaking festival. Mamaya pag-usapan natin yan. Kaya welcome na natin sa ating programa, fellow duo, Felice and Chris. Welcome to the
morning.
Show.
Kamusta?
Tawin na natin. Kanina medyo narinig natin para sila talaga nagkakilala, nagkasundo, di ba? Pero yung kanilang pag-ibig sa music, siguro Felice, we'll start with you. Yung music, being Pinoy, di ba? Bata ka pa lang ba? Kailan ka ba nagsimula sa pagkanta and hilig mo sa music?
I've enjoyed singing since the Magic Sing days when, like, family parties, there's a microphone. But of course, being young, you're a bit shy. You don't want to be the one hogging the microphone. But, you know, when push comes to shove, I'm always like, yeah, give it to me, please. But my love for music kind of came later on when I, like, gained more confidence. And, I think it started in year 12 when I was just like, I decided for our talent competition at my school. I was like, I'm going to sing. I'm going to do singing lessons. And I'm going to just have that High School Musical moment where I'm like singing and no one knew I could sing.
So how was the competition? It's your first competition when you were in year 12.
Yeah, I never sang in front of anyone really, so it was a big surprise to my peers and stuff. And I came second, which was cool because I stuffed up the lyrics, which hopefully I won't do today. But it was awesome.
What about you, Chris?
Music. It's funny. We're talking about Philippines just before. It's like I think I only really picked up the guitar when it's like I was that kid and all the uncles are doing their like inuman.
You know? Uh-huh, yes.
And, they'd be singing and playing along and stuff like that. And I kind of just wanted to be that guy that picks up the guitar and plays, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, my brother kind of got me my first acoustic guitar when I was about 16. And that's kind of when I started really playing a lot.
What's the first song that you played?
Oh, my God. They're probably sick of me playing it. At the time, it was the riff to Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, wow.
Over and over again. But before that, actually, one of the first songs was Bamboo.
Bamboo, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
like
yes.
Pinoy Ako, that's the easy one.
Oh, yeah, hi, yeah. Pinoy Ako.
That's the one, yeah. Four chords.
But who taught you to play the guitar, by the way?
Yung kantang po yun yung pinsan ko.
Ah,
sa akin yung chords.
And then you just learned it. You didn't go through lessons and all. Talaga naging easy lang siya kasi.
Later on. Mm. Kasi akala ko po, mga guitarist kasi akala self-taught pwede na.
Yeah.
Kaya until later on, I had to get some lessons to really improve a bit more.
Mm. And now you're very good.
Oh, I like to think so.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Pero tinanong ko lang si Isa Felice, no? Kasi tinanong mo, no? Sa self-taught, no? Na mag-play ng guitar. Do you play any instruments, Felice, as well?
I play the kazoo, woo! And I play a bit of ukulele and a bit of guitar, but not to the point that I can perform with it.
Ano ba, ikaw ba yung pumipili kapag nagpa-perform kayo, ganyan? And how do you like that song? Parang inaaral mo ba yung kanta, yung ibig sabihin, the meaning of the song?
Yeah, so when I was working with Chris, I had this idea last year that I wanted to do more Filipino songs, like just to, like, you know, be in touch with my culture. And I said, oh, it's like not really a tap market in the busking world. So I thought maybe that would be cool that someone would walk across and be like, oh, I recognize that language and connect in that way. But to be honest, my Tagalog isn't very matatas. I'm trying. I'm I when I came onto this interview, I said I was going to speak in Tagalog, and I've completely forgotten. Nasasayako. Hindi ako masyadong magaling.
Taglish.
Taglish, yeah. But all the songs we're singing today are going to be in Tagalog.
Wow.
There you go.
And I think I understand 80% of it. I understand the vibe of it.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
But the thing is, you don't speak Tagalog, right? A few.
I speak kaya naman, pero when growing up, natatawanan, they laugh at me when I speak in Tagalog. So it's a bit like it doesn't encourage me to speak, but I try.
So is it better for you to, is it easier to sing Tagalog song than speak?
Yes. Yes. Because for some reason, like, music just flows out. Whereas when you are talking, you have to like, you have to think, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Translate.
Yeah. And also, Felice, you're a nurse.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you sing to your patients?
Sometimes they catch me singing. There was this orderly that, like, every time I walked around, he'd hear me singing, and he'd nickname me the singing nurse.
Wow.
So, yeah, I guess they get a free show sometimes.
Chris, do you have any other, like, professions? I know you're a sound engineer. Balita namin, you're also part of another band.
I'm in a band called Mojo Pin. Okay. And right now we're kind of writing some new music to try and get a new set going, because it's been a while since we had a gig. Just need some fresh new music, pretty much.
So do you write songs?
Oh, yes.
Tell us a bit about songwriting. When did it start?
Songwriting started kind of when I started playing guitar as well, so it's been a long time. But that one, I'd say, is purely self-taught. Like, it's only so much YouTube can teach you, really. But the songwriting, it's something I do for fun. I definitely like writing music more. I'm like a guitarist at heart, really. And the lyrics, but that's always been the hardest part, is the lyrics.
The lyrics.
The writing. Yeah, yeah. I feel like the guitar comes naturally to me.
Yung chumun and all that. The keys. Oh, tama ba? Is that the melody?
Yeah. Pero kasi yung lyrics minsan mahirap magtell ng story.
Yeah, because you said that songwriting is like telling a story too.
Yeah. Opo, tama. Yes. But now that I work in film as well, where Felice and I met, parang gumaganda po yung storytelling ko. Kasi,
improve, kumbaga.
Kasi I'm surrounded by writers.
Yeah.
Right.
Nakikita niyo po kung paano nilang sinusulat yung story nila. Ganun. Pero ibang klase talaga ang music.
May mga nasulat ka na ba, Chris, from your, like, your own personal, like, you know, experience, like an original song?
Po, meron kami sa mga songs sa Spotify.
Wow.
If anyone wants to listen out there.
What can they look for?
Just look up Mojo Pin. On Spotify.
So usually, any kind of music or songs that you
put there? Parang garage rock band, psychedelic garage rock band.
Can you define that one? First time ko narinig yun na. Psychedelic rock band.
Go for it.
It's like, may very guitar heavy. Kasi mahilig po kami sa gitara. Tsaka, parang rock and roll siya, pero mellow din.
Oh, okay.
Wanna relax din.
Oh, amazing.
Pero sa nanay ko po, maingay pa rin.
Para sa mga seniors ko. Oh,
oh. Rock and roll. Wait, may clarify natin, di siya all Filipino, no?
Yung banda po, ako lang.
Siya lang.
Ako lang po Filipino.
Ano ba yung klase ng music na pinapakinggan mo naman or you love singing?
Marami po. Lately, pinapakinggan ko po artists like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar.
Ah, okay.
But pero yung, I'd say mga influence ko po mga classic rock sa pagdating sa banda. Like Led Zeppelin or Jimi Hendrix.
Wow.
The greats, like the greats.
Yeah, of course. O yung ano po ngayon, mga Aussie band katulad ng Pond, or King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They're really, really cool bands. That they're psychedelic bands.
Nako, next time maabangan natin yung grupo or banda ni Chris. But in the meantime, yung first song ninyo, ano ba yung ating kakantahin?
It's a classic. It's called Manila. I think you all know it.
My hot dog.
Hot dog.
Okay, let's all welcome the Philo Duo.
Maraming beses na kitang nilayasan, iniwanan at ibang pinuntahan. Parang babaeng mahirap talagang malimutan. Ikaw lamang ang aking laging pinabalikan. Manila, I keep coming back to Manila. Simply no place like Manila. Manila, I'm coming home. I walk the streets of San Francisco. I try the rides in Disneyland. Dated a million girls in Sydney. Somehow I feel I just don't belong. Hinahanap, hanap kita Manila. Ang ingay mo kay sarap sa tenga. Mga jeepney mo nagliliparan. Mga babae mo nagagandahan. Take me back in your arms, Manila. And promise me you'll never let go. Promise me you'll never let go. Manila, Manila, I keep coming back to Manila. Simply no place like Manila. Manila, I'm coming home. Ang ingay mo kay sarap sa tenga. Mga jeepney mo nagliliparan. Mga babae mo nagagandahan. Take me back in your arms, Manila. And promise me you'll never let go. Promise me you'll never let go. Manila, Manila, miss you like hell, Manila. No place in the world like Manila. I'm coming home to stay.
Wow, Manila, the Philo Duo, napakagaling.
Thank you.
Who chose the song? Sino ba yung pumipili kapag kayo nagigig?
Felice.
Me.
Oh. Hey, she's a singer. She's got a singer. So.
True, true. But yeah, always up for any opinions.
Okay, so you guys, you mentioned earlier you guys met in a set, no? During like, because Felice is also an actress.
Yes.
On the side, apart from being a nurse and a singer, ikaw na talaga. Wow. Very Filipino kasi multi-talented. Yung mga Pinoy talaga multi-talented. So you met Chris at the set. How did you meet him? Anong nangyari? Bakit umabot sa point na eto maging busker tayo, bumutay ng banda?
Well, I think
at the Christmas party.
Yeah, met at the Christmas party, learned you a Philo, and then I think we had, for my character, she wanted to be like an influencer on YouTube or every social media, and she wanted to try a hand at singing. And then they were like, oh, Chris can, as my character, they brought Chris along, and we did a cover on YouTube to a bunch of, like, classics. And, yeah, then I realized, oh, we work really well together, and maybe not just as a character, we can work together as musicians.
Yeah, so good.
It was a good jam.
Yeah, it was fun.
When was the first gig or the first busking experience?
It was last year in February, and we actually came here to promote
that's
it.
The first gig. Yeah.
That was the first gig.
That was like the first time anyone's seen us perform, really, besides the YouTube thing.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Chris, dito ka na lumaki sa Australia?
Dito na po. 6 years old po kami. Lumipad.
So, nakakarinig ka lang ng mga Filipino, mga OPM songs because of your uncle?
Yung mga... family ko po. Talagang mahilig sa music. Mahilig nanay ko po. Palagi pong nakikinig. Pati yung tatay ko, pero nasa Philippines po siya.
Oo.
Pero sinasabi po ni mami, doon ko po nako yung
namana.
Love ko kay ng music dahil sa daddy.
Wow.
Kasi palagi po nakikinig ng music.
Oo. At nagkakaraoke din ba kayo?
Opo, pero yung tita ko lang ang magaling dun. siya yung true singer of the family.
Oh, wow.
Yung first busking nyo ba, mas naging madali ba o komportable kayo performing in the streets, no? Kasi parang, sabi nyo, nashoot nga kayo, di ba? Like you being an actress in the film, di ba?
Mm.
Pero yung experience, oh, sa unang busking, was it easy?
It was nerve-wracking because... like, you know, it's live. Like, anything that's live, you can't do again. So whatever's out there is what it is. you can't auto-tune it, nothing. And I wasn't that good at, like, the sound engineering side of it, of the speaker. I think we were a little bit muffled. But to be honest, it was pretty cool because someone came up to us at the start of the gig and they were like, oh, I'm here because of SBS Filipino. I heard you guys sing on the radio and I'm here come listen. And I was like, what?
Wow.
It works.
How does it feel when like a fellow Filipino, you know, asks you or comes near to you and tell you everything na amaze sila sa voice niyo or na inspire sila sa music niyo? How does it feel?
Oh, I don't know. It's just
amazing.
Like the best thing.
Yeah, it's great.
But it's the extra pressure because every Filipino can pretty much sing. So it's like, I hope I impress you.
There's a lot of scrutiny from the Filipino community. You know, they hear these songs and they love them so much. Don't mess it up now.
Don't mess it up.
Kaling, no? And saan ba kayo nagbabask? Saan ba namin kayo pwedeng makita na location dyan? Sa Melbourne, ang CBD ba?
Yeah, CBD usually. We need to do more of it, to be honest.
We've got no... nothing planned yet except for the Oasis stuff right now.
Yeah, Asia Oasis, but we'll get into that.
But we would hit the Philo areas.
Yeah,
like last
of course.
Time we went in front of Carathon.
Sorbetes, Russell Street.
How was it? Madaming Pinoy.
Yeah. Heaps. Yeah, they heard us sing and then went for ice cream. It was the best.
Yeah, that's it.
Best combo, yeah.
Oh.
Good way to attract.
And Felice, you are doing a lot of things, right? So how do you manage your time between your profession mo, your music mo, your acting mo, tapos syempre, sa love life din, you have to maintain your relationship.
True.
Diba?
Shout out to my partner Aaron here. He's been here all morning with me. I'm very fortunate that with nursing, you can pick shift work. So it's like I only do 3 days a week because every other day I try and do auditions for acting. So I actually did nursing to do acting, and now I have this new love for singing. So I try to shuffle it all in one. Lots to juggle.
And go to Chris. No, you balance with practice with your band, diba? And then kay Felice din.
It's trying to be organized. Yung po mahirap dun eh. Yung balance po talaga yung mahirap na factor. Kasi you don't want to think about making money too much, but then you need the money as well. Kaya kailangan po minsan magtatrabaho, hindi pwede magtugtugan palagi.
You know? Day job.
But you don't earn that well when it comes to like gigs and busking.
Unfortunately not.
That's the reality.
Yeah, that's Melbourne music right now, I guess.
Even if you got a gig at like a pub or something, you have to split that with the band and then you're left with pretty much, you did it very, not enough to pay the rent.
So it's really out of passion.
Yeah.
Yeah, needs to be supplemented with real job.
Equates real job.
Yeah, yeah. Ano ba ang tawag sa di ko na siyota?
Pero kayakap ko naman sa gabi, nagtatawanan, nagiinuman. Ibang-iba kung tayo'y magkatabi, matagal na magkaibigan. But ayaw mo pang ibigan, di naman kailangan ligawan. Sayong sayo na ako. Giliw mukha ba ko, di kasukal-sugal. Giliw hindi mo pa ko papanindigan. Ano pa ba ang hanap mo? Sabihin mo lang kakayanin ka. Aamin na ko, hindi pa tayo ang labo-labo, isa lang ang klaro. Sayong sayo na ako. Daming nag-aakala, hindi na magsyota. Pero kung makatext, kala mo naman, tawag ng tawag kasi merong problema. Alas tres na, pero ke, papunta na. Matagal na magkaibigan, but ayaw mo pang ibigan. Di naman kailangan igawan. Ito ako sayong sayo. Sabihin mo lang kakayanin ka. Aamin ako, hindi pa tayo ang labo-labo, isa lang ang klaro. Sayong sayo na ako. Wala kasing bawal, takot siguro sumugal. Una mahulog ay talo. Seryoso may halong laro. Giliw mukha ba ko, di kasugal-sugal. Giliw hindi mo pa ko papanindigan. Ano pa ba ang hanap mo? Sabihin mo lang kakayanin ka. Aamin ako, hindi pa tayo ang labo-labo, isa lang ang klaro. Sayong sayo na ako.
Wow! Anong song ito?
So it's called Situationship, so Situationship, but made Tagalog. It's by Janine Burdin. She's like this amazing. I don't think she's Indie. I think she's quite like popular now. So
I'd say so. Yeah,
she's awesome. I discovered her on Spotify.
Okay.
Iba talaga, no? Kapag nakakonek at
absolutely.
At nako, eh, syempre ito nga ngayon na. Kanina nabanggit natin itong festival na inyong dataluhan, di ba? Can you tell us more about this and how you become part of it? How did you become part of it?
Yeah, so the festival we're a part of is called Asia Oasis Street Food Festival by the Yarra. So it's at Alexandra Gardens. I got involved because a friend of mine Facebook like messaged me and said, I think you'd be good for this because it's asking for buskers with like Asian background to like present their culture through singing, and they're asking specifically for buskers. And then I applied, and then I showed the video of me and Chris singing that first time we had a video together.
Yeah, at SBS, yeah.
Yeah. And they were just like, yeah, we like you. Come.
Merong kumbaga, ang sarap ng feeling kapag, you know, when you apply or you audition for a job and then you get the job.
Absolutely.
How did you feel when you got the text or the email na parang, you're hired?
I was just excited that, like, you know, that we're not just performing once. We get to perform twice and get to sing, like, our culture and, I don't know, just get to, like, do something with what we're doing on the street.
Yeah, that's it.
In front of an audience.
It's like people want to hear us play. And
just, yeah.
You know, it's a bit of a trip out because you start off and everyone's like, can you turn that racket down?
Yeah.
And now we're getting people saying, come play. Yeah.
And how are you preparing for the performance? Nakapag-isita ba kayo ng set list, ng songs?
Yeah, we have a 30-minute set, and me and Chris have just rehearsed twice, really.
Yeah, just a few rehearsals.
Just a few rehearsals.
A lot of self-practice.
Yeah, lots of self-practice. Yeah,
practicing at home.
And yeah, I'm excited to wear my like, traditional Filipino like shirt that like top that goes like this. I don't know.
You're gonna wear a traditional kumbaga
Filipiniana. Oh, yeah.
Ah, amazing. So you're really gonna showcase our culture there.
But modernized.
Modernized. So ano yung pinaka-rewarding na aspect ng pag-perform? Of course, apart from, you know, showcasing our culture, ano pa yung mga rewarding na part ng pag-perform in front of the community or, like, different communities?
I would say when you're in a state of flow, when everything just falls together and you, like, you sing with so much, like, passion and, like, you're telling the story that's being said, that feels really good, and you know that you've done that and it touches people or inspires people to want to go out there and maybe sing or like get into music. That makes me feel really good.
How about you, Chris?
Yeah, that's kind of the best part about it. When you're playing and it doesn't feel like, I'm performing in front of a live audience, it just sounds like I'm just playing in my bedroom, you know, because that's usually where I perform the best.
It's like a jamming session lang.
Yeah.
Hindi ka mapapressure because there's an audience.
Opo, yun. Kaya pag kumakanta po yung audience din, it really helps kasi talagang feeling nyo po hindi kayo nagpa-perform. Parang everyone's in on it.
Yeah.
You know, kasali po lahat.
Yeah. you both have come far, no? Pero ano ba yung secret? A quick question lang, no? Na being together for a long time, like 4 years.
Now we're both pretty chill.
Yeah.
And
just get along, I guess.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah. I guess just trying to build up more things to do and potentially, you know, make this bigger and sing at weddings.
That's the next goal.
Don't put mesueldo.
Yeah. Come watch us at Asian Oasis Street Food Festival. We're performing on the 24th of October. That's a Thursday at 4 p.m. or the 27th of October. That's a Sunday at 12 p.m.
I'm sure meron ding mga tayong kababayan na inspires in your story, you know, how you have come together and then paano kayo na push na kumbaga i-pursue yung passion ninyo. What would be your advice to those who are gusto din sundin yung inyong footsteps na, you know, magkaroon sila ng band or kumanta sila pero they're just too shy or they don't know where to start? What advice can you share to them?
The best way to start is film yourself and then maybe put yourself out there by like putting it on your stories or Instagram or whatever, and then see if there is like a good reception. But either way, I think like just get your busking license. It's $30. Just put yourself out there. It really, like, I was a perfectionist and I was like, I cannot ever sing to anyone if I don't like have every note correct. But you'll soon realize it's not just people are gravitated towards your energy and your ability to draw in a crowd by just feeling the joy and passion you have for the singing. So it's not just about getting every note correct. It's about the sharing and exchange between the people walking by and yourself. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Chris?
I'd say you just got to get out there and do it. Mm-hmm. No more. You can't just be like, I would like to do that. I'd like to give it a try. It's like you just got to get out there. If you're going to make a mistake, you're going to make a mistake. But that's how it goes, you know? Just put yourself out there, like Felice said. Play what you're going to play, and then you'll figure out how to get better.
Tugtugan at kwentuhan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.